Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air.
On the street.
Full of problems.
Hey, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another Saturday afternoon on CITR 101.9 FM. And you also can tune us in on 101.9 FM and cable. And tune us in online at www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock, and I'm bringing you a very special edition of the show. This week on the show, we're focusing all acts that came out in the 70s. Any particular reason? No, not really, other than the fact that I've never done an all-70s punk show before. I think Generation Annihilation plays a lot of 80s punk. We play some 70s punk, and a lot of the newer punk and hardcore that we play was influenced by 80s punk. But 80s punk was inspired by 70s punk because the influences had to come from somewhere in the 70s. We're the late 70s, especially, were some great years from punk rock. And, like I said, we probably should have done this a lot sooner. I don't know why we haven't. And, the show today goes from 76 to 1979. We're going to be playing a lot of UK punk on this show. But a lot of the UK punk came from seeing a band from New York City called the Ramones after they played the UK. So we're going to hear some Ramones, and if there's something you like to hear that came out in the late 70s, why don't you give me a call here, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. This is the Ramones.
Thank you.
Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, 10 minutes after the hour here, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are doing a spotlight on 70s punk rock today. And at the start of the set, we heard the Ramones' debut album, Sire Records, going back to 1976. I'm so used to saying 80s on this show, but yes, 1976, we heard a track called Judy is a Punk, and we followed that with Wire from the Pink Flag album. going back to 1977 on EMI Records. And yeah, we heard a track called Mr. Suits. That cover, that song was also covered by a garage punk band called the New Bomb Turks in the early 90s. And there's also a song, 12XU, which was covered by Minor Threats, and X-Line Tamer, which was covered by Henry Rollins. So yes, Wire had a big influence on, I guess, the American punk and hardcore scene, which came later in the 80s. Just goes to show you there's tons of tracks on this album. I think there's 22 tracks in total. Probably one of the only ones back then that had that many tracks. And we followed with The Damned from the first Damned record. Yes, this one was released in April of 1977. It came out before the Nevermind the Bollocks record by 6 months. And yeah, a lot of people claim that Nevermind the Bollocks was in fact the first ever punk rock full-length album, but they were wrong because The Damned was before. And yeah, we heard a track called Fish. And we followed with the Sex Pistols from the Nevermind the Bollocks release on Warner Brothers Records. We heard a track called Bodies. And yeah, I don't know, I'd say the Sex Pistols probably were one of the most underrated, or overrated bands of all times, I should say. A lot of the bands we play on the show, I think, are quite underrated. And there were a lot of bands out at the same time as the Sex Pistols that actually still carried on to the today. And yeah, we're probably going to hear one of those bands, or we are going to hear one of those bands. We're going to hear some Slaughter and the Dogs. And this is a track called Cranked Up Really High. We'll be right back.
Intercontinental. You're not having me, the stuff, but just drive a bit mental. everybody. This is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
And not only are you listening to Generation Annihilation, but you're listening to a very special edition of Generation Annihilation. We're showcasing all bands from the 70s. And at the start of the set, we heard from Slaughter and the Dogs, a Manchester act who formed in 1977. And that was from their first ever single, which was released on Rabid Records. Came out May 16th of 1977. Cranked Up Really High was the name of the track. And before and after that, we heard from an act called Eater. And another really old act as well, like all these acts were playing. And they were kids at the time when they formed. One of them was 15 years old. And they were, I guess they formed in 1976, and they released their first single in March of 1997. And their first gig was on November 26, 1976, at the Holdsworth Hall in Manchester. And the Buzzcocks were supporting them. Hard to believe. You was the name of the track we heard. And we followed 999. We followed with 999, a track called I'm Alive. That's from a very early 999 single. And, it's going back to 1977, as I said, and it was released in August, and that A-side there was also included on the band's self-titled debut album as well. And we ended off the set with a track you probably all know from the first Clash album, I'm So Bored with the USA, and, this one's going back to 1977 as well on CBS Records. And now we're going to go for a little bit more underground type stuff. We're going to hear some acts who are on a record label called Small Wonder, and this is an act called Puncture.
I'm a fucking punk. $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Oh! All right, and you're listening to the All-70s edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. Before I mention the last set of tunes, I'd just like to say that forgot to mention in the set before I played an act called The Boys, and I played a track called I Call Your Name, and Steve Edge from the show before pointed out that that's a Beatles song. So, yeah, to listen to it, that is a Beatles song. But in that last set of tunes, we started things off with a few acts on the Small Wonders record label. Mucky Pup by Puncture, and that tune was covered later on by The Exploited on the Punk's Not Dead album. And we heard from The Zeros also on Small Wonder Records with a track called Hungry. And after that, we heard from The Jerks on the Lightning Records label with a track called Get Your Woofing Dog Off Me. And we ended that set off with Raped from Belfast from... I'm not sure what label these guys were on, but their stuff is... they were on Parole Records, and the act themselves were around from 1977 to 1978. And yeah, you can get most of their stuff reissued on this compilation that I've played on Anagram Records. Normal was the name of the track. So yeah, we're more than halfway to go in the show, focusing on all 70s punk. And if you'd like to hear some 70s punk, well, I just might have it up here because I got a whole bunch playing mostly UK on this show, but I got some other stuff if that's what you want to hear. 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR, and this is Chelsea.
Tell me who was I, you inside of you. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation. We are focusing all bands from the late 70s today. And we started the set off with Chelsea from the punk singles collection, The Loner. Actually, that's from their first ever single, going back to 1977, like a lot of this stuff. We followed another act from 77 called The Maniacs. We heard a track called Chelsea 77. And after that, we followed with two acts on the Raw Records label. We heard from The Sick Things doing a song called Kids on the Streets, and The Killjoys with a track called At Night. And we got a little bit more time in the show, so we're going to get to some Canadian punk. It's been all 70s UK punk for the most part in this show, but we're going to hear some punk from Toronto going back to 1977. It's the Vile Tones.
Thank you.
All right, from Vancouver, going back to 1979, the band is the Dish Rags, I Don't Love You. And we started things all off with the Vile Tones, going back to 1977, Screaming Fist. And after that, we heard from Reaction. They were a band from St. John's, Newfoundland, with a track called The Kids Have Arrived. And afterwards, from Halifax, Nova Scotia, we heard DeSlime with a track called My Only Concern. So, yes, it's almost 1 o'clock, and we got Power Chord up next. It will be a pre-recorded edition of Power Chord with my good friend Andy. Yes, he'll have some great tunes for you, but, yeah, if you have any requests, well, you'll have to save them to next week or the week after because nobody will be here. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this show of all 70s punk. I had fun, and definitely I will be doing more shows on all 70s punk because I brought up a whole whack of stuff, and I got through maybe a quarter of it, if that. So, yeah, it's been fun. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of this show, if you've missed any of it, www.citr.ca. Go into the podcast and click on today's date. It'll be available later today. And check out our playlist online at www.streetpunkradio.com. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the show as much as I did. We're going to leave you with one last track from London's Menace. They got back together in the late 90s, but yes, we're going to hear from their final single in 1979, and we're going to hear a track called Last Year's Youth. Singer for this band, he was from Toronto, and he moved back to Toronto, which is where he passed away, and we're going to hear a track called Last Year's Youth. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
After me. Bugger off. fuck off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Blame from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.